You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, a warm welcome along to William Hill's latest racing podcast ahead of Sunday the 4th of June. Good to have you with us, Dave Kellner here in the studio and ready and set to talk racing with the one and the only Alistair Whitehouse-Jones. Thank God for that, the one and the only Alistair Whitehouse-Jones with me here in the studio. And we're recording this at 4:45 on a Saturday afternoon. And we've just seen Wings of Eagles win the Derby.
Who?
Well, precisely. I'm absolutely flabbergasted, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones. How does that horse win a Derby?
It sounds like a Derby winner. It's a lovely name, Wings of Eagles, doesn't it? It's got that classic name. It's a lovely name, but how the hell it won, I'll never know. It should never have beaten two or three in the race. You could never have backed it in a million years at 80-1, let alone 40-1, because you wouldn't know if you're going to get one for your money, because you don't know how they're going to ride the thing.
Yeah.
Like I touched on before the Derby, it just doesn't sit easy with me when one stable is running six horses all in the same ownership, and the way that race was run, admittedly, because they're all by Galileo, or most of them are, they've got strong middle distance pedigrees, they are going to play to their own strengths and run it at a furious gallop. It does lend itself to results like that. And what we've got is a horse that, shouldn't have won the Derby, because he just has.
Yep.
But you feel as though, looking back in time, it's not going to confirm that form with half a dozen, I think, behind that.
Well, I backed Venice Beach, and Venice Beach beat Wings of Eagles comprehensively in the Chest of Ours.
Yeah, but he's raced. We need to watch the race again. I don't even know where Wings of Eagles actually laid up early doors, because we've literally just come in here after the race is finished. But I presume he was held up
out the back. Yeah, with Cliffs of Moher, and they went a suicidal early gallop, Douglas MacArthur forcing the pace. Douglas MacArthur's run an incredible race to finish close up behind the winners. Dubai Thunder and Venice Beach were at the four of the main pack, and those two have gone too quickly as well.
Yeah.
And finished well down the field. And Wings of Eagles has swept through late on to collar Cliffs of Moher.
Third last
and
there.
Cracksman.
Wings of Eagles, I believe. Yeah. My eyes they all got very similar colours. I thought it was Venice Beach initially that was finished. Oh, there he is. He's right at the back of the pack, back of the main bunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do want a true run race, but sometimes they can lead to funny results than slowly run races. Bizarre.
Bizarre is the word.
I think the best horse in the race. I think in 12 months' time, the best horse in that race will be the third, Cracksman.
Cracksman, yeah.
Who I think has run a really nice race, a horse that is still a total work in progress.
I don't know what to say about that. That's all we can say about the the Derby. Did you enjoy the Oaks? I thought we saw two really good fillies in the
Oaks. Lickety split pace.
It was, and it's weird how horse racing works, because people are saying Rhododendron didn't stay, and
but take a neighbour out.
Yeah,
it's
precisely,
won the
precisely, and it just puts a completely different spin on things.
Just
if Enable's not in there, it came out up against a really classy filly.
Yeah, I said it after it won at Chester. I said, because they shot to speed was still Luminarian, whether it was going to run in the Oaks, obviously in the same colours. But I said that Enable, it can't possibly be out the frame at Epsom. It was about 10-1 then. Did I back it? No, I didn't.
No, well,
but it's just a reliable. That Chester form as well just looked good. The way she did it, there was something about it you just thought, wow. It got a touch of the wow factor to that performance, and she was easily the best filly in the race.
Yeah, she was. Some way. Good performance from Enable.
A good Oaks. Not a good Derby.
What about Paddy Beggy?
Who?
Again.
Derby winning Paddy Beggy.
Yeah, precisely. What a day for him.
Absolutely.
Which is benefited fantastic.
From the fact he's literally, they've just picked the pit. He was probably thinking, if I finish top 10,
yeah,
I'll be quids.
Yeah, well, he's ridden his horse. Obviously, they've got specific riding instructions, and Douglas MacArthur's forced that pace. And he's sat in the last two or three thinking, well, I'll sneak in to seventh or eighth. I might, and then it's just collapsed in front of
him. That's the most bizarre, the irritating thing about Ballydoyle is that Douglas MacArthur is a horse you could have backed.
Yes. It's
a Derrinstown stud winner, and yet they've used that. Why don't they use the anvil? Why don't they let that scoot off 100 mile an hour, the 125 to one shot? If you've backed Douglas MacArthur, you'll be mortified because even though you've had a run for your money, you haven't really, because he's been used as a rabbit, a giant four-legged rabbit.
You don't like it, do you, at all?
No, I don't.
No.
Because
how do you stop it happening, though?
Well, you can't unless you limit ownership, and that's an old adage we've been going on about in Irish handicaps over jumps.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, but obviously tactics are a bigger factor on the flat, I guess, than over jumps, or within reason. Mm. But if I back Douglas MacArthur, I think I've got a genuine chance here, I'd be mortified.
Yeah, yeah,
I agree.
He
should have definitely been in the frame the way he's run his face off.
Yeah.
But that's the way of the world, I'm afraid. And you just have to grin and bear it.
Yeah, it does leave a sour taste, though, I think.
I agree
with you. Yeah. Wings of Eagles, 40-1, the winner of the 2017 Epsom Derby.
They don't care. Anyway,
they've won, haven't they? Yeah, they've won.
About the betting public.
Yeah.
They are a commercial company who will do what's best for them and end off.
Absolutely.
But as punters, it creates one hell of a conundrum.
It does.
And not only in the Derby, but in a lot of big races.
I don't know how you could have backed that at 40-1.
Look at Churchill when it won the Guineas. I mean, that whole race was staged to suit him.
Yeah.
And it's the same. I mean, they've had their comeuppance ultimately because the horse they wanted to win hasn't won. The Eclipse of Moher had got the Derby profile, would be a sexier winner than Wings of Eagles.
Yeah.
Has only won a Killarney Maiden. I mean, so that, I guess they've had their comeuppance. How they'll look back on the result tonight, over the glass of champagne, I don't know.
Yeah, you mean looking for the future because this is an operation, isn't it? It's
absolutely
all about breeding and stud fees.
And Wings of Eagles will probably end up running in the ledger and finishing fifth.
Let's talk about Sunday's
the
racing
Swedish
action.
Ledger.
Yeah. Let's talk about Sunday's racing action. We're going to look at four races very quickly, spin through these. We have Fakenham, Perth, Kilbeggan, Listowel and Shanty on the schedule on Sunday. You're back in the studio on Sunday, aren't you?
I am. I'll be doing all these live, yeah.
Alongside Seb Sanders and I think it's Mark Walton now with you on Sunday. So looking forward to that programme. Fakenham 2:30 we're going to have a little look at here. This is a handicap chase, Class 3 contest over 3 miles. And we've just got the four runners to shoot at here, Mr. Alistair Whitehouse-Jones.
Yeah, all got chances. The one I will put forward is the top one, Amaral Collange, who you wouldn't trust this horse as far as you could throw him, but he won here by 5 lengths. I think he's a bit quirky, and Fakenham is his kind of track. Always on the turn. There's always something happening. This horse, if he was a school kid, he'd be sat at the back throwing things at people. He's just an absolute rebel. But
you're making a convincing case for this horse here.
But round Fakenham, he just fancied it because you're on the turn. There's always something going on, and he happened to put his best foot forward. And I think ability-wise, he can definitely follow up. So in the hope that Fakenham really does float his boat, I'll take Amaral Collange to win again.
Amaral Collange in the 2:30 at Fakenham for Alistair. On to the 2:45 at Perth. We're going to do these in chronological time order here, and we've got a handicap chase over 2.5 miles at Perth in this 2:45. And always on the run is at the top of the weights here. And we've got a few horses in pretty decent form. Magic Money is one that is going to be, well, he's a grinder, Magic Money. That one's going to be there at the business end of the race, you would think here. Not for you, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can fancy a few of these. You say it's a grinder. Sometimes I'd rather a grinder than a Flash Harry.
Yeah.
They tend to deliver more often than not. But the one I'm going to take a chance at a bit of a price here on an 11-year-old trained by Evan Williams, a horse called Tornado in Milan. It's returning from 90 days off the track, but he's heading all the way up to Perth, so I don't expect fitness to be an issue. He was beaten in a Grade 3 handicap at Newbury on his last outing in March, but this is a lot easier than that. And the time before, he looked in really good form when winning by 15 lengths over hurdles at Wincanton. He's a dual chase winner, switched back to fences, certainly not an issue, and he's on a perfectly good mark this horse. So I'll take a chance on Tornado in Milan.
On to the big race of the afternoon. We'll be covering this one live on William Hill Racing Radio. It's the Prix de Jockey Club, the French Derby at 3:15 from Sean T. And Bram Toe is at the top of the betting here and has only been beaten once before Bram Toe.
Yeah, this is probably going to be a better race than our
derby.
I'm just
thinking that, yeah. A few of these might wish they'd gone for our
absolutely,
derby.
Absolutely, yeah. You've got to be thinking, Christ, who won that? Why don't we? You know, I mean, it was like Rivet.
Yeah, precisely.
I'm saying that he's probably more of Rivet wouldn't have won the derby, in fairness, because he barely stay a mile and a quarter, let alone a mile and a half. You know, Wings of Eagles would probably stay 2.5 miles. That's why he's won the derby. Yeah, I think Rivet's got a live chance here for the for Frankie Dettori. Obviously, a very smart 2-year-old, winning the Racing Post Trophy, which is always a good guide to the following year's classics, you know, in both sides of the Irish and English channels. And then, you know, I like his form this season. He was a good second in the Craven when War Decree was behind, and then he was third in the French Guineas on softer ground. He's got a bit to find with the favourite on that form, but I just think 10 furlongs around Chanty is going to be right up this horse's street. Mm. He's got nothing to prove class-wise. We know he's a Group 1 performer, and I don't think there'll be, over this extra distance, I don't think there will be a lot between Rivet and the favourite. So purely from a value perspective, I think the Haggis horse is the way to go.
Are you writing off War Decree? Do you think this horse is trained on or not?
Well, we don't know yet, but he wasn't overly impressive last time, was he?
No, he wasn't. Yeah, you're right, we don't know yet. But I just wonder, sent off 9-4 favourite for that Craven Stakes, and obviously Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore, albeit not in the derby this afternoon, have swept all before them in the early part of the season.
Yeah, this is a derby to bounce. You know, very few derbies are won on the back of poor performances.
Yeah.
And never for me. You know, you've got to go into a Group 1 with a Group 1 performance behind you.
We've talked disparagingly about Wings of Eagles, haven't we, here as well? I'm just concerned that we might look back at this in 6 months and think, well, the horse has just improved immeasurably.
Yeah, but I think when you look at the way the race was run, you've got to doubt the form.
Yeah.
Of course, he could turn out. He's a good horse. I mean, even on what he'd achieved prior to today, he was a very good horse, and in different hands, he'd probably be, I don't know, might not have even been running. But he's a good horse, but he's won a... And you've got to bear in mind that we've only seen the race a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to dissect the form by watching it time and time again. But initial reaction is that it was a lucky winner, but I mean, he's won bloody easy in the end, in fact. Paddy Paul Beggy, whatever his name is, he was literally taking a pull over the line. But it's just, to me, initial reaction is that it was an unsatisfactory outcome.
Yeah. The last race we're going to look at is the 4:15 at Perth. This is the Perth Gold Cup.
Best race of the day, this.
Over 2 miles and 7.5 furlongs. And with Beeves in the field, we're going to get a pretty strong tempo here.
Yeah, and he's not the only one likely to lead. This is a really good race, always is. The one I really like here, and I think he's probably the best bet of the day, returning from 92 days off the track, is a horse called Looking Well. The fact he's returning from a 92 days off the track is very much a bonus, because this horse, when he was returning from an even longer absence, was second in the Sky Bet Chase at Doncaster. That is rock solid form, would give him every chance. He did disappoint back there in the Grimthorpe, in which definitely Red, of course, won. That was just a funny race, and this sort of, back from a break, I'm willing to put a line through that, and I think he's clearly, this is an obvious midsummer target for the horse. He likes good ground. It was soft ground in the Grimthorpe last time. Although he handles soft, I've got no question that this horse is better under these conditions. And I just think, yeah, I really like Looking Well in the Perth Gold Cup.
Looking Well, the selection, the final of the four selections for Alistair. Alistair back in the studio alongside Seb Sanders and Mark Walton on Sunday. A 1:50 p.m. start time, so make sure you join us then. Thank you, Alistair.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, everyone that's tuned in and listened to Sunday's Racing Podcast as well. Do join us for all the live action on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. on Sunday, the 4th of June. Thank you for downloading the podcast. Check out all the betting at williamhill.com, and we'll speak again in the not-too-distant future.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.